All right, let's do this. I'm ready.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for downloading the show. Welcome to Garden Fork Radio. My name is Eric. I have this podcast and a companion YouTube channel all about eclectic DIY and how to just do stuff or do it better. Today, I'm talking with my friend Nicole. I found an article from The Guardian about 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. And I sent the link to Nicole and I said, you want to do this? And she said, yes. So here we are, right?
Yeah, I'm super excited to talk about this list of 100 positive things.
We've talked about before the 1% to infinity method of getting better at life and doing stuff. And if we do a little bit every day after 100 days, well, then maybe that thing would be done. You know, 1% to infinity is what some people call it. So like I had some time before our podcast, it was like 11:20. And I'm like, usually I hate being late, you know, so I'll get all ready. So I thought, you know, I could actually sit down and do my meditation before the podcast. So I sit in this chair in the living room, you know, it's a knockoff of, it's the older, the wood ones. It's out of my head. It's that early 20th century, Mission style.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I like this rocking chair. And as soon as I sit down and start my Headspace app going, the Labradors come over. Let's play, you know?
So I have, Brent calls it meditation dar. So he meditates twice a day. So he'll go to meditate and like immediately, I don't even know he's doing it. I'll be like, Brent. I'm like the Labradors, Brent. What are you doing?
I put a sign on I meditate in the basement. If the camera operator is around, I put a sign on the door.
Please bother me. I can't wait to talk to you. Is that what it says, Eric?
Yeah, sure. Come on down.
I'm waiting for you. Sorry. No, Brent will laugh at that.
So we don't have to go through every one of these and discuss it. We could just list them. But if there's something that I have thoughts about some of them, and I'm sure you do as well, Nicole. The first one is, I don't agree with the first one. It says exercise on a Monday night. Nothing fun happens on a Monday night.
Well, maybe if you're British, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not good. I have to exercise in the morning or else I won't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would happily exercise at night, but I would also happily stay up until 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. So if I exercise at night, then I can't fall asleep.
The second one is on the fence about a purchase. Wait 72 hours before you buy it.
I do like the delayed gratification. And this year we are eschewing Amazon.
Interesting. Yeah, I have been buying from eBay a lot.
Yes.
And believe it or not, Walmart, you know, they're like, it's kind of ironic that you're patronizing them, but
robbing Peter to pay Paul or something. Yeah. Well, you know what I use a lot is Poshmark, which is used stuff sold by individuals. And I've been able to find almost, you know, anything the boys like, you know, I would like a, you know, Flash Gordon pajama set. You're like, okay. Then you find it and it's right there. You know, they can wear their little pajamas. And it's cheap. It's people selling their own stuff, generally. But that kind of brings to mind my word of the year, which is enough. And trying to remember that I have enough.
We all do. I ordered some stuff the other day, and I'm like, do I really need that? And I'm like, yes, I do. But, like, I need to buy a pressure washer because our house is just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big purchase, but I feel good about it because I've been thinking about it for 3 years and the houses need to be pressure washed for about 5 years now. So,
well, I bet it's not that bad, but I did have a visual of you like just putting everything into the drain, like the whole house just going down the drain. Like it's a mess. I'm going to start over.
Number 3, the quickest supermarket queue is always behind the fullest shopping cart. greeting, paying, and packing take longer than you think.
I don't ever get in the line I pick. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I have parking karma, but I also have the opposite of, I have bad karma with respect to supermarket queues. So.
Once I'm in a line, I'm like, I'm just sticking. And it ends up, I watch the other lines and the other person might be out 30 seconds ahead of you, but you know, that's okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to skip number four.
Okay. Consider going down to 4 days a week. It's likely a disproportionate amount of your fifth day's work is taxed anyway, so you'll lose way less than a fifth of your take-home pay.
So I don't really understand the logic behind that, but no. I do like the idea of a four-day work week.
I know some people that do that. They work a longer day for the 4 days, and so they have the fifth day off.
Yeah, an alternate work schedule.
This is from The Guardian, which is a paper in the United Kingdom, so the taxes might work, payroll taxes might work weird differently over there.
I do love The Guardian, though. I get a couple of their newsletters every week. Their books newsletter is excellent. Their podcast newsletter is excellent. And for years and years, we got The Guardian Weekly, which is like a summarized form of their news.
Oh, neat.
That's a little newspaper. Yeah, it comes once a week.
And they also do ask for support. So if you're considering supporting someone, you could support The Guardian.
Exactly.
Or Garden Fork, of course.
Absolutely, Garden Fork.
There's an announcement coming up about that afterwards. So, number six, everyone has an emotional blind spot when they fight. Work out what yours is and remember it.
Well, this could be a whole podcast. Like, I read that and I was like, oh, this is, I don't know. That's a deep dive.
Well, let's skip that then, because I don't know what my emotional blind spot is.
I know. I don't either. So we'd have to like talk about it. It'd be like a therapy with Garden Fork. No, that's not us.
Here's one. Plant spring bulbs even if they're just in a pot. Yeah.
I mean, I love bulbs, but I just feel like the squirrels are going to eat them. So I just look at other people's bulbs.
I like this one. Send a voice note instead of a text. They sound like a personal mini podcast.
Okay. Did you like the voice note I sent you when I read that?
Yeah. That was great.
So you can make your Memoji on your Apple phone now talk. So I sent Eric a talking voice note of me.
Was that all built within the message app of the iPhone?
Yeah. You just press the, you have to have your Memoji set up, but now there's that weird bar that sometimes appears when you're typing a message that has like, it looks like the app thing. Mm-hmm. And in there is the little Memoji with a square around it, like a recording square. And that's what you use to do it.
Oh, wow. All right. Number nine. Keep a bird feeder by a window, ideally the kitchen. It'll pass the time when you're washing up.
Okay, we don't have a bird feeder, but we do have a picnic table for nuts for squirrels.
There you go.
Yeah.
We don't have a bird feeder because it would attract, in New York, it would attract the rats, and upstate, it'll attract the bears. So.
Lose-lose.
Sorry. Number 10, I don't know about this, but always bring ice to house parties. There's never enough.
Well, if it's in Great Britain, I bet their refrigerators don't make ice like we do. Like most refrigerators in America make ice, don't they?
Yes.
So I don't think that's a thing for us.
All right. Wow. Number 11, get the lighting right. Turn off overhead lights, turn on lots of lamps, but turn off the lamps when you leave the room.
I thought of last week's podcast with Will.
Yes.
I was like, I want all those lights, but I'm waiting for the LEDs that I already have to die. So I won't ever get those lights.
That's right, because LEDs last forever.
Theoretically.
He is a gadget guy with that. He was so excited. He was sending me pictures of his house with different lights. And I am kind of a nut about lighting in the house. And I can't stand overhead lights, especially those round fluorescent rings that you see in really cheap apartments. And warm white is much preferred for me. And get the lighting right.
I was walking to the library one day and somebody was giving away a floor lamp and I looked at it and I thought, oh, I'd like that lamp. But I was walking to the library. So I went to the library, got my books and walked back and by then it was gone. And I still think about this free floor lamp that I don't have. Apparently selling floor lamps on Craigslist is very profitable. People buy them on Amazon or from Walmart and they resell them on Craigslist for a huge profit. There is an article in New York Magazine about it.
I'm in the wrong business. Asking people for money. What do you think about $5 a month to get behind-the-scenes photos, pictures of what Eric's been up to, some little walk and talks about what's going on in Eric's world, and more pictures of the Labradors, plus just stuff I find cool and interesting that I'm not going to post on Instagram or Facebook because it's just too public sometimes, but I'm happy to share it with people that are in the world of Garden Fork. That's what my Patreon thing is all about. It's people like yourselves are kind of like modern day Medicis. I'm going to screw that up. But basically supporting someone like myself, a content creator, directly rather than having to listen to ads for Audacity or something like that. So if you're interested, there's a link below to sign up, or actually there's a link below just to find out more information. You don't have to do any signing up, but it's patreon.com/gardenfork. patreon.com/gardenfork. Thank you. Number 12, sharpen your kitchen knives.
I'm all on this one. I have got a little sharpener right in our drawer. I occasionally just sharpen them all. Love it.
I have a pull-through manual sharpener that was recommended by, I think, the America's Test Kitchen. But two of my scissors are really dull, and I can't get them to get into the sharpener. So I think I unfortunately either have to throw out the scissors or buy one of those sharpeners with a very narrow head for my scissors. So that's my first world problem.
My manual sharpener was a cool tool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's probably the one that I need, which has a narrower head, if I remember that right.
Okay, feeling sluggish at work, try the Pomodoro technique. 25 minutes on, 5 minute break, and repeat. I use this all the time in my life.
Yeah, I just get up and walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to edit video this afternoon, and I can fall asleep under the keyboard if I don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much of myself I can watch while I'm editing, you know.
Oh yeah, that would make me feel cringy. Yeah.
I'm past the cringy part.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh yeah, that's me. Oh yeah, I look older. Gonna have to get the diffusion on the lens soon.
Okay, buy a cheap blender and use it to finely chop onions. I don't agree with this. My kitchen's small. The last thing I need is another blender, but I do have a handy chopper that my grandmother gave me, and it is great. It's little though. It's very little.
But that's perfect for you could throw a half an onion in there.
Yep.
I remember all sorts of different choppers from the TV ads before the pre-internet, you know?
Yeah, my mother dated Ron Popeil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. There's some stories there, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, there were, yeah.
Okay. You go ahead.
Keep your children's drawings and paintings. Put the best ones in frames.
And you just did that. You literally sent me a picture of the recent drawing by one of your kids, and it's in a frame now.
I know. I was like, his teacher was so jazzed about it, and he does a ton of art. And so the other thing that I have are, I don't know, do you know what a job ticket holder is?
No.
Okay, so and for truckers or whatever, when they get where they're supposed to go from their office, it's in a job ticket holder, and it's a 8x10 or maybe a little bit bigger plastic container with a hole in it, and right. The edges are nicely sewn with cloth. So years ago in Domino magazine, they had where somebody had taken those job ticket holders, because they come in different colors, and made a grid on their wall of like 3x3. And mm-hmm. so for a long time, I had that grid on our wall, and I would occasionally change out photos. I'd get pictures printed at 8x10 and just slide them in. So you could constantly have a changing gallery of photos.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
But that would it's like a manila envelope, except it's clear, and then the sides are like have a trim.
Trim, yeah, they're trimmed with like cloth. Yeah, yeah. They're called job ticket holders. It's the funniest name. And I ended up having you couldn't even get them at Amazon. It's like you have to buy them from Staples or from whatever that company is that sells all the like office supplies you never knew about.
Huh.
But yeah, it's a really fun, you know. It's a fun to change things out. The kids loved it. And you can put their kids' art in there, too.
Excellent. 16 is set aside 10 minutes a day to do something you really enjoy, be it reading a book or playing Halo. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are 100. They had to think these up. So I love 17. Do you have
I have a family member who's weird about stacking the dishwasher, and I completely agree with this. Just put the dishes in.
Yeah, it says literally, don't be weird about how to stack the dishwasher.
Okay, I like the next one a lot, reuse all plastic bags. And that made me think, I don't know if you have this, but I have a couple friends and we have like an organic sharing relationship. That sounds weird, doesn't it? But my one friend, she does not buy any trash bags ever. So she relies on people saving any plastic bags they come in contact with and giving them to her.
That's brilliant.
I know. So I save like all my bread bags and they just go to her. And then she saves other random things that she knows that I like. But it's funny. I recommend that.
They in New York City, they banned most plastic shopping bags. And I've definitely seen a decrease in the amount of garbagey bags that blow up my sidewalk from the avenue. So that's
yeah, there was a great artist in Brooklyn who stood at the bridge waiting for people. I guess there was one Chinese food spot that had red bags.
Mm-hmm.
And they would wait for the light to be right, and they would take a picture of that person in white and black silhouette holding the red bag. The art's fabulous.
I love it. Yeah, though they don't. Well, I think some takeout food can still use the plastic bags.
Yeah, we can't use them at all in D.C. You can pay 5 cents, actually, and get them, but nobody does.
I've gotten much better bringing my bags to the grocery store, so I'm almost an adult now. This is kind of pre-pandemic. Take a photo of the tag you're given when leaving your coat in a cloakroom.
What's a cloakroom?
It's a coat check.
I know, I'm kidding.
Oh.
It was a COVID joke. Sorry.
I do take a picture of the dry cleaning tag I'm given when I go to the laundromat. We don't do a lot of dry cleaning, but the camera operator is going back to work now, so she needed some stuff cleaned. And so I take as soon as the person gives me the ticket, I take a picture of it with my phone because I always lose the piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. And then you end up standing there like, no, it's here.
Okay, number 20, I'm not too excited about.
Okay, yeah. I only take baths with Epsom salt. The bath oil just makes the bathtub greasy. Then you have to clean it more. No, Epsom salts for your baths and just move on.
Yeah. Add milk at least 1 minute after the tea has brewed. That's a very English thing, I think.
Now, my brother said the reason you do that is because the milk will curdle.
Well, it can. If the tea is wicked hot, yeah. I let my tea steep for 4 minutes and then I add the milk.
Oh, you have a timer.
I have a timer because otherwise I forget the tea bag is in there.
I have a joke to tell for number 22.
Okay, so 22 says laugh shamelessly at your own jokes. Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
¿Cómo se dice nose in español?
I don't get that.
Okay, what I asked was how do you say nose in Spanish?
Oh.
And the answer is no se, which means I won't tell you, but N-O-S-E is how it's spelled, so nose.
All right. Great.
That's my bad joke of the year. I love it. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
23. It might sound obvious, but a pint of water before bed after a big night avoids a clangor of a hanger.
Again, I don't go out, so.
I have to drink Gatorade if I've been drinking, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then I can't really drink anymore, so.
I know, exactly. I'm like, okay.
Start a Saturday morning with some classical music. It sets the tone for a calm weekend. I don't know.
All right. Okay, look All closely right. is number 25.
I love that.
Yeah.
In other words, put the phone down.
Yeah. Put you the know. Phone down.
Did you see my Instagram post? I posted the Last Supper done by Andy Warhol.
I did see it. You said you actually went to the museum.
Yeah, I'm all about going to look at art, and of course I took the picture with my phone, but it's like put your phone down and just go look at stuff. I look at stuff just around wherever I am. I look at weird signs, or you know, why did people do this or that? And to me, it's all art. But
Brent says that I'm a noticer. I notice everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, look closely. So. 20. This is right down your alley, Nicole. Number 26.
Yeah. So set time limits for your apps. I will tell you that the thing that we argue the most about with our children are the iPads and how much time they're spending on them, both with the boys and among each other. It's really a problem. But I'll tell you, quite frankly, until I read number 26, it hadn't occurred to me that I should set my own time limits. So I did.
Yeah, I'm not on Instagram and all that. I use the iPad to watch YouTube, but for me, half that's basically research on how other people are doing YouTube.
So mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I watch YouTube while I have lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because I'm having lunch alone. So I just, you know, well, the Labradors are staring at me, of course, but anyway. I love 27. If possible, take the stairs.
I can't tell you how many times I've gotten locked out, though.
Oh, that's right, right.
Not as easy in America.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of stairwells lock as soon as you leave them. So, mm-hmm. 28. Always be willing to miss the next train. So, don't run to the train.
I guess the last time I took the metro, I went on a trip and I was coming back and I checked the app. And like taking the Uber home from the airport was going to be like, I don't know, $75 or something. But like taking the metro home was like $5 or something. And it's already prepaid. I mean, it's sunk cost.
Yeah.
So I checked the app. It said I had 7 minutes to get there. So like I get my bag and then like I run up the stairs and then I get through the gate and I can hear the train. And right now our trains, I don't know if you've seen this in the news, but we had some problems with our trains, and so they're always operating on the weekend schedule right now.
Oh.
So I was like, if I don't catch this train, it's another 34 minutes to the next one. And so I ran faster than I've run in years. And I was like waving my arm. And usually the train operators, they don't wait for you. But this person waited for me, and I was so pleased that I made that train.
Thank you, train operator, train engineer.
I did tweet at WMATA and say thank you because it was really nice.
Yay. Hey there. I bet you think I'm going to talk about Patreon or using the Garden Fork Amazon link. No, I'm going to ask you to do something for someone else. And you don't know who that person is, you're just going to go do this thing, and then you have no control over who it benefits, but it'll benefit more than one person. And that is to consider donating blood at a local Red Cross blood drive or at a local hospital. I have a rare blood type, so it's kind of like, oh, I should share this blood with people. And then I realized that everyone's blood is important. It allows the rare blood type to go just to the people that really need it. And then the more popular blood types, is that a word? Your average every person needs some blood could just have the blood from, you know, the A blood or the B blood. I have O negative blood, which is 7% of the country has, I think. And yet, it is a universal donor blood, so anyone can take my blood. And I'm told that it goes into the neonatal intensive care, or natal intensive care, neonic. If you do decide to make an appointment to donate, the best thing you can do to prepare is to drink extra water the 3 days before your appointment. So like 2 big glasses of water each day, 3 days in a row before your appointment. So yeah, so I'd love it if you became a patron. That'd be great. If you want to use an affiliate link, what I'd love even more is if you thought about donating blood. There are some restrictions to keep the blood supply really clean. So you may not be, what's the word? Qualified to give blood? That's the wrong word. But anyway, redcrossblood.org, or go to your local hospital's website, see if they have a blood donation section. Either way, there you go. Back to the show. 29, eat meat once a week maximum, ideally less.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. 30, this is hard in New York. Be polite to rude strangers. It's oddly thrilling. Yeah, no. I usually don't even engage them.
Yeah, I just walk away.
Yeah, that's, it's just kind of fraught with problems. So ask questions and listen to the answers. How do you feel about that, Nicole?
Did you ask something? No, it's totally true. I think we all could do well to listen more.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. It's when I interview people, it's interesting how hard it is to pay attention to what they're actually saying. So I write things down. So
yeah, I take notes while I interview. Yeah.
32 is kind of hippie, but connect with nature, stand outside barefoot for a few minutes, even when it's cold.
All right. So when I got to this one, I'm going to tell you what I thought. How much time does this person want me to spend every day? I mean, we've got to hang up mirror clothes. We're supposed to be thanking people. We're supposed to buy stuff in person. We're supposed to stretch daily. We're supposed to take a cold shower. We're supposed to get outside with our feet, walk places, call old friends, volunteer. I got tired. I was like, okay, I'm not standing outside with the bare feet.
We're almost done with the 30-minute podcast, and we've only gotten a third of the way through this thing. So you want to speed through the – want to find the ones we like that are interesting rather than reading each one?
Okay. I really love the library. Go to your library.
Join your local library. Eat salted butter.
I believe that wholeheartedly with every part of my body.
Life's too short for unsalted. Stretch in the morning and maybe in the evening. Yeah.
The sleeping with your phone in a different room doesn't work because it's our only phone. And like, if something goes sideways with a family member, they can't call us. We've tried that and had it fail every time. So no.
Send postcards from your holidays. Send them even if you're not on a holiday. I love postal mail. I love analog things.
I love the mail. The mail is the best thing.
Yeah. Instead of buying new shoes, get old ones repaired and buy new laces.
Okay, and then the further on it says, buy secondhand, buy in person, take off your headphones. I do have a really cool, for Christmas, Brent got me a pair of Bose sunglasses that have speakers built into them. So I have my sunglasses on and I can listen to my podcast because I don't like things in my ear.
Number 50, learn how to floss properly, which is... I'm a big flosser, and it makes a huge difference with your teeth and gums. Don't just push up and down with the string. You have to move it back and forth to get the junk off out of your gum line and off your teeth. It's a big deal. You should learn how to do that. I will not make a video about that.
Oh, come on. Absolutely.
No. 52, say hello to your neighbors. You know why I know we're on my block? I've only lived here 7 years, and people are like, how do you know everyone? I'm like, because I just say hello.
You just talk to them. I know everybody on my block. I know all the, yes, I know everybody. Same thing.
Yeah. Learn the basics of repairing your clothes. There's another video coming out about that. I have several sewing machine videos. There's another one coming out. So.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Yeah. Call an old friend out of the blue.
That was a good one, and I'm going to do that today.
I'll digress for 1 second. I had a... Someone I know in our town upstate passed away, and I'm going to go to an event remembering him, and they're going to ask, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say literally this. instead of calling, I was going to tell everyone, and I'm not an originator of this idea, but while we're all sitting here, why don't you take a minute and text someone you haven't talked to in a year and say, how you doing?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because they might die, you know?
Yeah.
Drop your shoulders. I find myself hunching when I'm typing on the laptop or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or editing. Yeah.
Making something from scratch, I associated that with food, and I thought of Mark Bittman's, like, or Michael Pollan, you can eat anything you want as long as you're willing to make it yourself.
Yeah. Sign right? me up. Volunteer, I'm a big one for that. There are a couple sites, volunteer.org in the U.S. here. One says 67 is sing. I'm not going to do that.
I almost started singing, so I'm glad you said that. Don't slouch, hang your clothes up, skinny dip with friends. Switch your phone off on holiday. Yes, yeah. I guess.
Always use freshly ground pepper. I agree with that.
I do too, right? The next one. Thank a teacher who changed your life. Totally true.
I have tried to find the three teachers that were huge in my life, and I can't find them. Keep your keys in the same place. I keep all my keys in my pocket. So
that doesn't hurt when you sit down?
No, but it does tear apart my pants, which is why we have a new video coming out about sewing.
Okay, good. You know, everybody knows I hang my keys by the front door, and that may or may not be unsafe.
Oh, well. Cook something you've never attempted before. Yeah, get out of your comfort zone.
Oh, wait, we skipped the milkman. We started getting milk delivery. Oh. I highly recommend it.
Ditch the plastic cartons and find a milkman. So, yeah.
Yeah, they have, we live in an urban area, but they come once a week and they bring us our milk in a glass container and then we just switch it out and they come at like 3 a.m. I don't even see them. But wow. We keep a little cooler outside. Our pediatrician recommended it and it turns out we enjoy it.
Join a local litter picking group.
Yeah, I love the idea of plogging where you go for a jog and you pick up litter.
We have a block association, our block, and in the warmer months, it's just starting to get warm here, it'll be on a Sunday, and my neighbor does it, and he sends out an email to everyone saying, we're going to be out picking trash at 10 a.m., come join us. And there's usually more people than there is trash to pick up. You know, there's like someone's already, it's New York, we have trash. But there's so many people out, it becomes a social thing.
Right.
But it also cleans up the block, which is nice.
I should do that. Okay. Nap. I totally endorse that.
Yes, the power nap is 25 minutes long, I've learned. If you sleep any longer, it becomes the REM or deep sleep, and it's hard to wake up.
Yeah. Okay, you and I both agree with owning bikes. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fire mine up because I think most of the salt is off the roads.
Okay.
So, yeah. If you do go, have an exit strategy. Oh, politely decline invitations if you don't want to go. If you do go, have an exit strategy. If I don't want to go somewhere, I'm just like, I'm not going.
Right. Yeah.
This one's great. This is number 91, by the way. If in doubt, add cheese.
Also true.
Yeah. Don't look at your phone at dinner. Do that one thing you've been putting off. Yeah. Start meditating.
Give compliments widely and freely. I like that a lot. Always have a book. Also true.
Listen to albums you loved as a teenager. I don't have any albums, but I have to work on that.
Make a friend from a different generation.
I have friends from different generations. It can be hard. So the last one, I don't know. What do you think, Nicole? What's it?
Yellow is my favorite color. I wear chartreuse quite a bit.
It says, for instant cheer, wear yellow. That would be hard for me.
One day I went to school to pick up the kids, and I had on my yellow chartreuse pants, and I have a yellow chartreuse top, and I had on chartreuse shoes even. And this little girl at school looks at her mommy and says, I didn't know anybody could do that, mommy. I guess monochrome wasn't a thing she knew about yet.
So something happened at the end of the show here where the end of the show didn't get recorded. maybe I bumped something. Maybe there was a hiccup in the internet. Solar flares. I'm blaming it on solar flares. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. If you have some tips for making everyone's lives slightly better, let me know. It's radio@gardenfork.tv. radio@gardenfork.tv. Don't forget, think about donating blood. Think about supporting Garden Fork through Patreon. Thanks to Nicole for joining the show. It's always great to have her on. There's just, I really like just the energy that she brings to it. So go out and do cool stuff. Make it a great day. See ya. Garden Fork Radio is produced in Brooklyn, New York by Garden Fork Media, LLC. Our executive producer is Jimmy Gooch. You can learn more about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes at hollowbooks.com. The music for our show is licensed from audioblocks.com and uniquetracks.com.